Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, home of the throwback jerseys. And the Toronto Raptors are going to need a throwback performance tonight if they want to get a win in the city of brotherly love. This is Hoop Talks. What is up, everybody? Justin Pooney, Jelani Goodridge, Reed Noor Zainab is out day to day. She will be back soon. But it's just us today.
It is. J-Unit.
A J-Unit special on a Friday where the Toronto Raptors will be in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, as I did mention, taking on the Philadelphia 76ers, the third place Philadelphia 76ers. The Raptors currently are 5.5-point dogs, according to FanDuel Canada, in Philadelphia. Jelani, this is a very, very big game for the Toronto Raptors and the Philadelphia 76ers. The Sixers are pretty much locked in that third seed. If they really want to, they can push to get that top two seed. Yep. Joel Embiid is my MVP. I've been very vocal about that.
Yeah,
he is expected to be in the lineup tonight alongside James Harden. The Toronto Raptors, of course, finally reached 500.
Finally, bro.
Plan the damn parade, everybody. They're 500, celebrating mid, right? They're tied, of course, with the Atlanta Hawks for the eighth seed as well. Two games up on the Chicago Bulls and a game and a half behind the Miami Heat for seventh, and then there's a three games behind the Brooklyn Nets for the sixth seed, which is, you know, so far so gone, right? But Jelani, going tonight, of course, Embiid, big task, how to stop the MVP. What is your keys for the Toronto Raptors to win this game?
Well, yeah, if you're looking real quick at the betting aspect, right, the Raptors have struggled on the road, okay, last 11, 3-8. So that's not great, but overall, they've been 6-1-1 in their last eight. So I'm gonna look at, you know, this game and say to myself, I need to see the offense show up, right? The offense has to be there because Philadelphia, they know how to score, right? They know how to operate offensively at a high clip, right? So you're gonna have to match that in some type of way. And we saw, yes, albeit without, again, no Jimmy Butler the other day against Miami, but I saw a great effort from the Raptors against Miami, right? Mm-hmm. Everyone showed up, and I saw Pascal Siakam. He had a great start to the second half, if you look at that third quarter and how he played there. And, of course, Scotty Barnes, at the start of the game, he had a purpose, right? And he delivered. He delivered. So I want to see how the offense is going to operate against Philadelphia. And also, the shooting has to be there. That goes, you know, with the offensive point. And, yeah, of course, you know, Embiid, our history with him, we're considered to be one of the tougher teams he plays against, right? He's going to, if he's out there, he's going to put up his numbers, of course, right? And I do expect that to happen, right? But I know that Nick is going to try to zero in and key in on him.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to definitely deal with the other guys.
Well, look, this game to me is interesting because the Raptors, of course, are on a three-game winning streak right now, but look at the competition they played. The Pistons.
Yeah.
The Wizards without Bradley Beal and Kyle Kuzma. The Miami Heat without Jimmy Butler. And full credit, they took advantage of those. They got some much-needed wins, but they're playing against the team, the Philadelphia 76ers, who have the highest-scoring trio in the NBA. James Harden, Tyrese Maxey, and, of course, the league's leading scorer in Joel Embiid.
Right.
Third, so they score about 75 points per game. And actually, Embiid, I think if Embiid finishes out this year at 33 points, whatever, only Kareem, Jordan, and Kobe have scored more points than him in a season. That right there is some elite company to be in. But we will see how they play. I want to see how the defense shows up. Can they make shots on the road? Because, look, this is the start of that road trip. We know they're not very good on the road at all this year. I really want to see if Pascal Siakam can continue to be aggressive. Can Scotty Barnes be aggressive? Can OG continue to make shots? Can Fred VanVleet find that rhythm? These next five games, look, you know you're going to be in the play-in. It's all about finding your rhythm to make sure when those play-in games come, whether they're in Toronto, whether they're in Atlanta, Miami, wherever they are, your guys are playing and firing on all cylinders and playing their best basketball heading into the most important stretch come a couple weeks from now.
Right. Yeah, no, these are playoff games now, right? We've been in playoff mode the last few weeks. So the Raptors need to show up in this spot. I usually see them struggle on the road, like you said, but they don't fall flat on their face in terms of getting destroyed on the road. They do make it tough on teams. So they have to make it, tough on Philly tonight. We'll see what happens with Embiid. He's going to shine, of course. But I think tonight, you're looking at a team in Philadelphia that plays really well at home, right? Mm-hmm. Their overall record has been great at home, 27 wins, only 11 losses on the year. So it's a tough place to play, of course. But I think the Raptors, knowing where they're at right now, knowing that the play-in's right there, knowing they want to get a 7 or 8 seed, I think they're going to show up tonight. I really do. I think this might be
it. Just depends on which Philly team shows up. And if it's a Philly team that's playing currently, you know, you're in for some trouble, yeah, right? Now, let's switch gears, sticking with the Toronto Raptors head coaching.
Mm.
Some juicy, juicy rumors coming out in the last couple of days about potentially Nick Nurse leaving town and Ime Udoka coming into town. So Doug Smith of the Toronto Star wrote, "You'll hear that Nick Nurse may be out as coach. You'll hear that he's destined to head to Houston. And then you're going to hear Ime Udoka is the frontrunner to replace him in Toronto if they go outside the current staff, which seems likely." Nick Nurse, of course, coached the Raptors starting 2018-2019, won a title. We know one of the best coaches in the NBA. Ime Udoka, you know, of course, was suspended for the entire 2022-2023 season for multiple violations of team policies. He had multiple violations of sexual misconduct directed at women in the organization. He did coach the Celtics to the NBA Finals last year. And then Doug Smith continued to write, "Conversations over the past 10 days or so with people closely connected to the Atlantic Division rivals of the Raptors and others with direct ties to the league have begun to focus on the coaching situation as much as anything to do with the roster." Mm. Jelani, what do you make of all of this stuff?
Wow. Udoka, Raptors?
Yeah.
Hey, man. Okay. Let's look at, you know, as a coach, right? As a coach, strictly as a coach, he's really good, right? Udoka, he paid his dues in San Antonio. We know that, you know, he was there like 7-ish years as an assistant under Greg Popovich. He learned, went to Boston, got it done, right? Changed that team. So I would say if he's with the Raptors, that'd be great, but I just don't see it, right? I don't see it unless he has a relationship with Masai. I don't see it. And I don't want Raptors fans to be quick to let go of Nurse, right? We gave chances to Casey, you know, who got knocked out twice in the first round, twice second round. So I think, you know, Nurse has done his job well, you know, for what he's done so far. I think you keep him. It's tough to get a good coach in this league.
I'm a big believer in that where there's smoke, there's fire, right? And we've been hearing the last little while, oh, could Nick Nurse be out? You know, his contract situation. Optically, this does not look good. Bringing a guy in like Ime Udoka right now. We know, you know, on a pure basketball aspect, what we did with the Boston Celtics defensively. We know the Raptors have struggled defensively. That might be, you know, that link right there. But again, Nick Nurse is still one of the best coaches in the NBA. And I think if the Raptors were to let him go, there would be a huge lineup of franchises to sign him up, including the Houston Rockets. With a guy like Nick Nurse, with a young squad like that, it would be very beneficial. But I still think Nick Nurse is meant to coach the Toronto Raptors. I don't really take too much stock into this. Now, if they flame out of the play-in and flame out at the end of the season and Masai really wants to make a change, then yes. But I don't think Ime Udoka will be a coach for the Toronto Raptors. I don't think it works optically. And I just think Nick Nurse has, again, another year, maybe a little bit more leash to pull. But those are all the questions with the Toronto Raptors. We will not have those answers for head coaching until the offseason. But what we will know by the end of the night tonight is, were they victorious in Philadelphia? This has been Hoop Talks. We'll see you guys on Monday.
The playoffs are right around the corner, and we are going to see who can handle the pressure. This is Hoop Talks. What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Jelani Goodridge Reed, along with my guy, Justin Pooney. No Nora today, day to day, right? But she will be back real soon, guys. And Justin, the playoffs, like I said, they are right around the corner. We are close. I cannot wait. Play-in tournament happens April 11th through the 14th. But Justin, with that being said, with the time, you know, getting a bit tighter now, you know, teams actually wanting to play tougher, you know, harder.
Real basketball will now start to be played.
Right. Yeah. So with that being said, the playoffs and the pressure, right? So there's always a storyline, always the narratives, people pushing those agendas. Mm-hmm. I want to ask you right now, your take on a player that right now currently has the most pressure to win an NBA championship.
We're looking at the levels of pressure, right? Mm. There's one guy who stands alone, who has the most pressure on his back, on his shoulders. And quite frankly, Jelani, it's a mile-high gap between him and everybody else. You guys like that? On
Okay.
That is okay. Nikola Jokic, the back-to-back MVP. Some people are saying the three-time MVP, soon-to-be three-time MVP. He has the most pressure on him this season. Why, Jelani? Back-to-back MVPs, best team in the Western Conference. He needs to show up. He needs to take this team at least to the Western Conference Finals. He at least needs to... Jamal Murray cannot be the driving force of the Denver Nuggets to go to a Western Conference Finals. It needs to be Nikola Jokic. He needs to score. He needs to pass. He'll need to rebound. And he'll need to show up somewhat on the defensive side of the ball. Jelani, when I look at the Denver Nuggets, great regular seasons, but there's been excuses. Oh, Jamal Murray was hurt. Oh, you know, Michael Porter Jr. is not healthy. Well, they're both healthy now, and they're both playing well. Aaron Gordon is playing defense. The last time he was in a high-pressure moment in the playoffs, Western Conference Finals in the bubble. Yeah. What happened?
AD.
Anthony Davis put him in a body bag and sent him home.
Yeah.
Nikola Jokic needs to show up these playoffs. There is no more excuses. There is no more of that. The same questions they said about Steve Nash. Well, he was a great regular season player, did not show up in the playoffs. Those will apply to Nikola Jokic if he does not lead the Denver Nuggets above and beyond expectations this playoff.
Where I will agree with you is the fact that there's no excuses anymore, right? The team is healthy this time around. Right. And I personally think he's the MVP. So yes, that's where the discussion of pressure comes in. But for me, I'm going to go Phoenix, and I know the common pick is Kevin Durant, right? But I'm gonna go Chris Paul.
Why?
What do you mean why?
He's old and washed up.
So what? He's still a force on that team. He's still a key component to that team. We know he's not CP3 of old.
Yeah.
Right? We know that. But he's still capable of being a playmaker. Are you going to disagree with that?
No. But there was more pressure on him back in 2021, I think, when he was the kind of the leader of that team. He's falling back. A lot.
But are you going to sit up here and say that he's still not a real playmaker for that
he
team
is,
and a key
he is,
component
but
to
he's
that
not,
team?
But I don't think the Suns and teams are gearing up to try to stop Chris Paul.
No, they're not.
Anymore.
And I was going to say. Because you have, okay, let's say hypothetically, right?
Yeah.
KD is fine and he's balling. We know he could fit anywhere,
yes.
Right? Easily. So if he's healthy, Devin Booker is there, and let's say Ayton's health is there as well. You're telling me this is like his best shot to win. So what if he falls short again? You're going to be like, really? You're going to look at his career. Let's look at his career. New Orleans. What happened in New Orleans? He was fantastic. One of the best
young
point guards.
Who was the second best player in New Orleans? Tyson Chandler?
One of the best point guards. They were a one seed. Remember, they had years where they were.
The Denver Nuggets
were
a
one
seed.
One, two, three seed. Didn't get it done. Let's look at L.A. The failures there. 3-1 failure 2015. Let's not forget that. The injury bug hurt him, right? Let's move to Houston. He got hurt. But remember, they didn't get it done 2017. Nope. Okay, the Warriors were crazy that year anyway.
2018, they should have won.
Let's look at 2019, though. People forget about 2019 semifinals,
yeah.
Right? They didn't get past that. They had a chance. KD got hurt,
yeah.
Right? KD got hurt. They had the lead in the series, and they blew that, okay?
Yeah.
So that happened. OKC got them back. Cool. We didn't expect anything
there. That was a feel-good story.
Yeah, feel good. Yeah. And then the series in the finals against Giannis. So you're looking at one of the best point guards ever.
Yeah.
Right? He's a top five point guard in my opinion.
Right.
But I think that legacy goes up a whole lot with a championship.
Okay, but that's okay.
And I'm not saying I know I'm not gonna sit up here and be an idiot and say that he's the driving force of the Phoenix Suns.
But
I'm saying, are you looking at this team and saying to yourself that he's not set up for success?
He is, but let me ask you this question. When they acquired Kevin Durant, it wasn't just for this year, it was for the next couple of years, right?
Okay, well, the pressure will still be on him to
win.
But
I think this year the pressure is at the lowest point because of that.
So.
That injury that happened to Kevin Durant, took him out of the lineup, there's not as much pressure on the Phoenix Suns and Chris Paul as compared to the Denver
Nuggets.
I still disagree.
Even with that injury, because he's going to be back at some point.
There's
right?
more pressure on the Dallas Mavericks than the Phoenix Suns right now.
No. I disagree.
Because Kyrie's a free agent at the end
of
the year.
They might miss the playoffs.
Exactly. That's why there's more pressure.
No, but I'm saying let's look at their matchup, right? Let's say they play the Clippers, right? They get through them, right? this is going to be tough anyway. They're going to need Chris Paul. I'm not going to expect 20 and 10 from him, but he's going to have to show up. What if he doesn't show up? What if he falls flat? Because we know his history.
He's fallen flat in the playoffs before.
That's what I mean, though. That's my point. He's fallen flat. He doesn't show up when he's called upon. KD and D-Book, they're going to need him.
Even though
he's not going to put up 30, he's going to be needed in the playoffs.
There's already excuses for the Suns built in if they don't make, oh, Kevin Durant was hurt. They don't have the chemistry. They'll be back next year. They've got to fill out their roster next year. Look, I think the Suns...
Not at all.
They have an out clause. They have an out clause.
They don't.
They have
because
an out clause.
There's also pressure on KD, too.
But the team in the West that has the most pressure.
Team. Yeah, give me the team.
The Denver Nuggets again because of all the things I mentioned before. Look, the Denver Nuggets are on that thing, on that line where,
right.
Look, Nikola Jokic, great. But they got some other guys out there that, want to, maybe take bigger steps, bigger leaps. What happens if Jamal Murray decides, I want a bigger role? I don't want to be in Nikola Jokic's shadow. We're never going to win it. We have a ceiling, right? Could there be changes in Denver if they have another playoff failure? That is my team across the entire NBA.
Right.
They have the most pressure on a player and the most pressure as a team heading into the playoffs.
Fair point, Denver. I need to see them have some playoff success this year. I'm going to go with Philly. I think Philly, yes. Philadelphia 76ers.
Okay.
Doc Rivers,
I agree with his history.
James Harden, one of the best two guards we've ever seen. We know what happens in the playoffs. He doesn't show up. This could be the time. They are arguably the best team in the league right now. Philadelphia, yeah. Right? So James Harden, we know his legacy has taken a hit because of his playoffs, and how he plays in the playoffs, right? And then Embiid. Embiid, that's your MVP, right?
He's my MVP.
But we've seen Giannis win a championship. We've seen Tatum in the finals. We've seen Doncic in the conference finals and Jokic in the conference finals. Where is Joel Embiid?
He was one Kawhi shot away.
Cry me a Justin Timberlake river, okay? He wasn't there. Doc is on the hot seat. Yeah. I want to see how these guys show up and perform in the playoffs because it's really Milwaukee and Boston. Can they get through them? We'll see, right? I think this is one of their best chances, in my opinion, because the West, they could be anyone in the West, in my opinion.
Really?
They can. I think so, but they have to get through Milwaukee and Boston, but we'll see what happens in these playoffs. Great talks with Justin today. We will see you next time, and we'll see who actually shows up with all that given pressure. See you next time.